Oasis Audio presents Crescent by Homer Hickam. Read for you by Adam Werner. Part 1. Crater's Creature. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Cecil Alexander. Chapter 1. A full tide of glittering stars and fluorescent galaxies washed across the darkness of eternity. The flood of heaven a welcome distraction to Crater Trueblood, who lay in a crumbling ditch waiting to kill or be killed. Actually, it wasn't a ditch at all, but an ancient rill that had fallen inward between two faults in the moon's crust. But the colonel had called it a ditch, and Crater supposed it didn't matter much what it was called, considering it was just a place to hide before a battle began. To his left and right, 30 Heel 3 miners turned irregular soldiers, gripped their electric railgun rifles and lay in the gray, gritty dust, waiting for the signal to attack. Crater brought his helmet scanner down to the crater-pocked plane that fronted the dustway, the main Heel 3 convoy road that crossed 1,000 miles of the moon from Moontown to Armstrong City. To the west, snaking around a low hill, a convoy of Heel 3 trucks was trundling along toward a feature on the dustway known as the Sinking Ship, a big brown rock that looked like the prow of a ship sinking into the dust. The convoy was bait for the enemy. If all went according to the colonel's plan, the convoy would be ambushed by the Crowhoppers, who would then be ambushed.